Sorry, no, no, sorry, right. Sorry, sorry. No, no. I'm gonna hammer it off. We are up to where it says, Vamali Rabbi Boomer Chia, which is in one, two, three, four, five, sixth line down. Vamali Rabun Bar Chia, Rabbi Lezer Shaw. Rabbi Lezer asked the following question. Point is from Sirim and Israfim. The Purim which are burnt and the Sirim which are burnt, they're supposed to be burnt outside the camp. Really, the Purim and Israfim, there are two kinds. There's one which are on Yom Kippur, that's the Purim of Yom Kippur, which are burnt. The carcasses, minus the Murim, are burned outside the camp. Also, the Parahelim Dovar. You know, when the Sanhedrin forget the rules incorrectly, and the Sawyer, Sawyer also is a Sawyer when the nation serves Avodah Zorah. So all these things are burnt outside the Machaneh. Okay, fine. The question is like this. And I should point out that when you take them out, so whoever's carrying them is Matame Vagadim. Right. So we had it. So in the Bavli. So I'm Rabbi Mechir, Rabbi Lezer Shaw. Rabbi Lezer Shaw, Purim is Rabbi Shaw, Rabbi Shiyata, Rav HaEver. I'm actually in the rope. What if the majority of the limb has gone out, and of the limb which is going to make it more than 50%? In other words, that limb has not completely gone out yet. When that limb has completely gone out, it's 51%. But that limb itself is only 51% out. So really, right now, it's something less than 50%, right? But nevertheless, the majority of the animal itself, 49%, I'm just using round-off figures, 49% is out. The limb, which is going to bring it up to 51%, the majority of it is out. So it's actually less than 50%, but you have a double rove here. What's the status? As if the animal's completely out, is rove out, and it's already metame begadim or not. So Mil Samarasa says more, wait, before you go on, that it sounds like Mil Samarasa Ruba Dover Toli. That has to do with majority, not the complete carcass. If that's the case, Pshito Hada Milsa. The following case is simple. Yotza Rubo. Now, Rubo here really means the majority of the animal, but not the majority. In other words, if that which the rove of the animal goes out besides one aver, right? In other words, you have rove except for one aver. The same aver we're discussing before, the rove, which is the majority, would be completed by, let's say, the hand, right? Okay, so except for that hand, all the rest of the animal's out. Again, if it's called rubo, it's not the full, it's not really the rove, it's a minority. So 49%. What it means to say, the rove, if you include the following aver, which we're about to discuss, right? And then, va'achakach yotza rova aver. Then that aver, the same one we were discussing before, rove of that one goes out, but not at the same time. In other words, the 49% of the animal goes back, right? And now that aver, which would have made 51%, a majority of it goes out. When the other animal's back already. The other part of the animal's back. You see what's going on? So 49% of it is out.
So is it additive?
Right, is additive, right? Or is it in replace? Right, that's exactly the question. So says Mar, again, that's a rubo. In other words, that which would make a rove with that aver. Chariyot's a rove or aver, a machlim the rove. And then the majority of that aver which went out makes up to rove. So, lo tzurcha, da. That's not a question. In fact, it does become, is matami begadim. Because since it goes after rove, it's added. Yeah, it adds. It's cumulative, right? Rather, lo tzurcha, da, ella. The shy final question is a question. Yot's a aver. If limb by limb the animal goes out, and the way the Mefarshim explained it in a similar case in the Bavli, you cut off each limb as it goes out. As the limb goes out, chop it off. The limb goes off, you chop it off. In that case, this is going to be cumulative. That's our question, right? Yotza aver aver chakach yotza rove. Sure, it says ruba aver, but it's supposed to be rove ha aver. Hamash the rove, and then finally you get up to the majority of the aver, which are going to make it up to the rove, so it's a cumulative in that case as well. Okay, so So there we do. We also say that, well, if you look at all the Avraham which went out, you're already up to 51%. Or do I say, no, they didn't all go out at one time, nor did they go out really one after the other, because as each one went out, I chopped it off, so there's nothing to accumulate. So Gemara doesn't answer the question. Well, it just leaves it up dangling. Rabbi Chiya Bar Bo, I'm Rabbi Lazar. Chiya Bar Bo is the name Rabbi Lazar. I'm sorry, Rabbi Chiya Bar Bo, I'm Rabbi Lazar. Show. Rabbi Lazar asked the following question. Point is from the Syrian Israfi, you have Purim in the Syrian, which should be burnt. Sheyatsu, which went out, the Chazu, and then they came back. Now, in other words, some reason the people who carried out, they took the carcass out, they changed their mind, they came back in. So, now, Pshita Derech Chazir Erem Matav Gadim. Let's say they switch people, right? And certain people took it back who didn't take it out. There's definitely not Matami Begadim. Lo Tzur Chodot, that's our Shaila. Ella, rather. This is the final question. Once they started going out, they Matami Begadim. Now, there are various different Mephoshim of the Korban. Eda is one pshat, and Nira is another pshat. Rashi and Tosis are actually Korban Eda's two pshatim. And the Nir says that the two pshatim Perusha, Rashi, and Tosis in the Bavli and Zvachim. However, I want to propose my own pshat, which I think is a good one. I like it. Which is that, let's say, the animal went out already, then it came back. So normally, what constitutes Yitziyah? Rove. But here the animal's fully out once already, right? You just put it back for some reason. Now you take it out. The second time around, you also need rove or even a mashu. You understand? Because the first time around, you need a rove. But already it was rove out. Now you put it back in and taking it out again. The second time, you also need rove or is a mashu enough? Because the rove is once since it's been out, right? It's cumulative, right? So, and these people are carried outside, and it's already been out already. So, therefore, they may should be chayav. So, says Gemara, Hesiv Rabbi Bo. So, Rabbi Bo, and the Gemara doesn't answer a question either. Now, Gemara goes to another question.
So, then the second party people that are taking it out, when do they become a tamei begadim? When it goes out?
Even a little bit. That's Gemara's question.
Even if they pick it up while it's still in the base of Mikdash?
No, because they have to leave with it. The question is how much they have to leave with it, right? First party has to leave a robe. The question, the second party, the Gemara doesn't answer how much they have to leave with it. Okay, now, the Gemara asks the question. Before we said it goes after rove, right? That was the whole premise of all our questions, right? Ask Mesa, right? He's sorry, but how can you say it depends on rove? But the thing we learn, are you selling those of motos? They're carrying it on poles. And there were two people in front, two people in back. The first one's left to the wall of the Azor. The last ones did not yet leave. Are we showing him time got him? The first guy's in time got him, even though it's not a rove, right? I'm calling him time got him, on the last one's not time got him until it goes out. Yotsu, once they go out, Elevim time got him, they're both time got him. So we see it's contingent not on a robe, but on the people going out, right? The ones people outside, even the robe is not outside, it seems they're Tommy. Some Rabbi Yudan Avoid the Rabbi Sanya, Rabbi Yudan Farva Sanya said, Shanihi, there it's different. You know why? The Sikha says, Vahotzi. Hachiyotzi Rishus Kolamotzi. It says, Vahotzi, and Vahotzi we learn means not that you have to add the animals to go out. The person who's taking out should be completely out. So all we said, well, Echnami. The truth is, you don't need the majority of the animal, you need the majority of the person. Once you have the majority of the person who's taking out, that's already, you're already a chayv. Okay, so we actually reverse what we said before. It's not the animal. It's the person. You can ask the same similar questions about the person who goes out, but it's the person, not the animal. So if you have four animals, four people carrying the animal, two in front, two in back, it's when the majority of those two people in front left the precincts of the Beis HaMikdash.
But that's only 50% of the people. So
it doesn't matter. Each person is dependent. Each person, but not majority of the carriers, the majority of each person who's carrying. That's what it's going to be, okay? A mot, Rishus kol ha-motzi, the person's carrying. Okay, Rabbi Yirmi Amar, Rabbi Lezer Shaul, Rabbi Yirmi said another question Rabbi Lezer asked. Point of Sarvi Simon Yisrafim. This is an interesting question. Point of Sarvi Simon Yisrafim, next word is a mistake, Korban A, Pnei Moshe, take it out. These animals, the maushi posum shum yotze. The law, of course, if an animal leaves the precincts of the Beis HaMikdash before he does Zrikas Adam, he can't do Zrikas Adam. But these animals are leaving anyway. Right? They're on their way out. So they left a little bit early. Does that bother us or not? But any other animal which is not supposed to go out goes out, of course, it bothers us. But these animals are going out anyway. Right? So what's their status before they went out? If they left prematurely. Okay? Matrikle, what's the Shiloh? Says, maybe it's only the Krebi Shimon Lakish. Krabi Yochan and Pshitale, but Krabi Yochan's Poshit. Household, this Balka, we have Machlokas, Ashokhi, Toda Bifnim. If somebody shechted to carbon toilet inside the Beis HaMikdash, the lachma and the bread, which is supposed to be connected to the Toda, is chutzla choma, is outside the wall, lo kidesh olechem, the bread must not become kodesh. In other words, there must be linkage. So what wall are we talking about? Rabbi Yochum, our chutzla choma to Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yochum says, when it's outside the wall of Yerushalayim, it doesn't become kodesh. But if it's in the wall of Yerushalayim, even if it's on the base of Mikdash proper, it becomes kodesh. Rabbi Shimon Ben Leiker Shomar, chutzla choma to Hazorah, even if it's just outside the walls of the Hazorah, it does become kodesh. Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish Kedaite, and Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish is that, follows his opinion. Damar Rabbi Yir, I'm Shir Shimon Ben Lakish. Rabbi Yami said name Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, Boser Shlomi Shiyotza. If the Midr Shlomi left the precincts of the Beis HaMikdash, Vacharkach Nichnas and then came back, Vidizak Alamin Adam, and then he did Zrikas Adam, it's too late. Because Niv Shlomi Shiyotza, even though the Midr Shlomi can be consumed in the entire city of Yerushalayim, just like Maaser Sheni can, just like Toda bread can. So nevertheless, it has to be in Azara and within the Beis HaMikdash at the time of the shechita, the bread, and so too the shlomim, the meat must be inside the Azara at the time of the zrika, in order for the zrika Saddam to be good. Even if it left and came back, that's no good. Now, we see Kornerei Shlokish. According to Reish Lakish, really we have the question. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not a question. According to Rabbi Yochanan, even if it's not outside the wall, even if it's not in the Beis HaMikdash, nevertheless, the bread could become kadosh and the shlomi could become kadosh. So to here, we'll say the same thing. As even though the Parnas Ravasir is roughing left the Beis HaMikdash, it could be okay. But according to Reish Lakish, who says that once it leaves the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, it's not okay. So according to him, what's the status here by the Parin Yisrafim, Sirin Yisrafim? Says more, no. I feel Rabbi Yochanan Tzvichle, even like Rabbi Yochanan, it's a Shiloh. I'm Rabbi Yossi, I feel Rabbi Yochanan Tzvichle. Yerushalayim, Ava Bishen Mechitza L'Kotche Kotchim. Yerushalayim, Afop Shaina Mechitza Kotchim, Mechitza Kotchim Kalim. Look, Rabbi Yochanan said at least that's been Yerushalayim, right? Even though Yerushalayim is not a wall vis a vis Chatos Oshim, which must remain within the precincts of the Beis HaMikdash proper. That's not a question. But Shlomim, Toda, they can be inside the entire wall of Yerushalayim. Not just Azara. So that Rabbi Yochanan defines, right? But here, when these primary servants in the Sraphim left, they didn't just leave the Azara. They left Yerushalayim altogether, right? So maybe that Taka makes it possible. Even Rabbi Yochanan, who's Mako, maybe it's only Mako up to the wall, not beyond the wall, right? So here he wanted to be Mako even beyond the wall, right? So that's to say, says more fascinating thing. Rabbi Mona says, Eina Mechitza Lohem. And the Shari Torah says, so changes the gears slightly, just changes it to Ein Mechitza Lohem, which just takes out and turns the Eina to Ein. And what it means is that, no, Shlomim has a wall. Well, let's take the other, start from the top. Chatos Noshim has a wall, the Azara. Can't leave the Azara. Shlomim and Toda have walls. What's the walls of Shlomim and Toda? Yerushalayim. These, the Parman and the Sraphim, they have no walls. because they go outside. And Rabbi Yochanan will say, each thing with its own walls. And that which has no walls, has no walls. So Rabbi Yochanan will say, even though the Parim Yisrafim and Sirim Yisrafim left the precincts of the Azara, they left the Beis HaMikdash, they left Yerushalayim. Doesn't matter, because they have no status of walls. And the proof of that is that the Torah said, I think, although he doesn't, the Gemara doesn't say explicitly, but I think, because it says, take it to a Torah place and burn it. What do we care? Once it's outside Yerushalayim, what do we care if it's a Torah place or a Talmud place? But it means that this is, so to speak, even outside Yerushalayim is part and parcel of our concern, because they have no mechitza at all. And therefore they retain their status as karbonos, even when they're beyond the Yerushalayim, make sure to burn in a Torah place, not in a Talmud place. Okay? Rabbi Elazar Shah. Rabbi Elazar asks, Poem Yisrafim, Sirin Yisrafim, Mao Shi Itame. Now here it says begotten, but it's a typo. Everybody says Ochlin. It should be Ochlin. Below Heksher. Poem Yisrafim, Sirin Yisrafim. Of course you know the Matavi begotten. The moment they leave, then you leave. But the Shiloh is rather Ochlin. Now this is a very big Kiddush. Below Ochlin, below Heksher, below Tuma. What we mean is amazing. Havamina. Maybe the point is Shrubin, Sirin, Shrubin. When you carry them, they're Matami Begadim, right? So maybe the Gemara is saying maybe even when they're alive, they should Matami all food who touches them, because there's no distinction in quality between these animals that are alive. What changed? They're Korbanos before, they're Korbanos after. So maybe they're Matami even while they're alive.
You ever have that concept?
No. Never. But that's what we're saying here. Right? Why? And the argument is, Nation Sofa and Latamos Tuma Chamura. Anything which is eventually going to become Matami Tuma Chamura, maybe even when it's alive.
So Paraduma is not, doesn't Matami when it's alive?
So it's not Matami Tuma Chamura. Oh, it is. You're right. It is Matami Tuma Chamura. It's a good point. I don't know. It's a very strange Avamina.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. But I'm going to ask an even stronger question. Why answer the question of the question? This is a very good question. Hezer Shmuel Par Kaputkiah, Shmuel Kaputkiah said, what? How can you say this? Me'atli tamusi mureyan. If the animals are tamei, the imurim should be tamei. The nerish can't be marked the karbonos, right? So how can you ever put them in imurim in the mizbeach? It's a very stark akasha. Says the Mura, Elob Shapirshu. Says Mura, okay, you're right. It's talking about, it'll only be matamei once the Morim are gone. Okay? We'll grant that. Says more, no. I feel Tamer Lo Pirshu. I have an even better answer. Tremendous Alom Nishachat. Says, even if they haven't yet been separated, you know what it would be like? Ka'ado, like we learned, Ein Mechatos Metamim Dovor. Mechatos and not Metami something. Lach Sarv Litamos Mimenu. It's an amazing concept. Mechatos Poraduma water is not Metami something else. That it can become Tomei back from it. The Paraduma water can make something else Tomei, but it can't become Tomei back. And here too, the Gemara wants to say, the Murim are part and parts of the animal. They can't become Tomei from itself. It's an interesting parallel, because I don't know if the parallel of Paraduma is exactly the same, but
kind of Tomei from itself, or is it itself is Tomei?
The Paraduma water is Metamei.
Right.
But it itself doesn't become Tomei.
Right.
The parallel is stronger than I'm actually making out. What it means is that Paraduma water is Tomei, anybody who touches it.
Right.
But it's not Tomei. What does it mean? Not to, exudes Tomei. It itself is not Tomei.
Right.
So too, let's say the same thing about the Gemara says, let's just say the PowerPoint and Service Series Rafim. They'll exude Tomei. Anything which touches them become Tomei, but they themselves are not Tomei. And therefore the Imurim will remain Tohar. Okay, it's a remarkable concept. That something beyond it will become Tomei, but not it itself. That could be a special category in Halacha. So that's why I don't like it.
Sounds good, so that answers the original question.
Right.
Because even when it's alive, it certainly is not Tomei.
Right, but it can make somebody else Tomei. It can make something else Tomei. Would still be a remarkable category in Halacha. It'd be a very unique category. Says Mar, hey, see, Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah asks, okay, so let me ask you like this. Harei Nivlas Oftar, the carcass of a dead kosher bird, right? A Purdue chicken. Arehu matami tumas ochlin b'lo hechshir v'lo tumah. According to you, ishmi matami tumas ochlin, without getting wet and without becoming additionally tame, b'vnei shesofon l'tame tumachamura. Now here it's after death at least.
Big
one is getting there. Am Rabbi Yosef said, Nivas of Tor ain la mechitza. Says more, no, there it's different. Nivas of Tor has no mechitza. In other words, well, I should say it this. I really read the Gemara, not exactly. Hey, Rabbi Yirmiya said, Eser Rabbi Yirmiya is, Harei Nivas of Tor, Harei Matami Tumasokhan, Blech Shalotum, Nation Sovan Tamas Tumachamur is a proof. And here too we should say the same thing. It's not a question so much as a proof. But just like over there we say the Nivas of Tor is mitame tumas ochlin, right, without behechsher and without any additional tumah, because eventually when you swallow it's mitame tumachamura. So to the same thing over here, but let's say by the point of Yisrael and Syrian Yisrael. Or Rabbi Yosef said, no, I don't like the comparison. Nivas of Tor, ein la mechitza means it needs no additional change in status in order to be mitame, right? Or you have to swallow it, right? So therefore, right now it can be mitame tumas ochlin, even before you actually swallow it. Then you can say hol b'savul tami tumachamur, but el yeshlin mechitza. These, in order for them to reach the status of tumachamur, they have to leave Yerushalayim. So how before that, even after they're dead? Even forget about from their life, and even after they're dead, you can't say sofon l'tamei tumachamura. It's only when they have a changed stance, when they leave Yerushalayim. It's not comparable to nivlo softor. So there's more amrei mana. Bringing up the point you did before. They're still comparable. Nivlo softor yesh lo mechitza. But nivlo softor also has got a barrier. It's got to cross when until it's mitamei tumachamura. What is that? Adamu mechitza also. The swallowing. It's not matami tumachamura unless you swallow it, right? The lokein ilu hevi kelev, and the proof of that is, let's say you bring a dog. So your bishop got him, and he put garments on the dog. You show me the sense of humor. Ve'achilo nivla softar, and you give the dog a Purdue chicken to eat. Shema, next word is a typo. Shema matami begadim basically does it make the garments of the dog tame? Obviously not, right? So needs it's only a man's begadim, which can become tummy when he swallows the nivlas of Tor. So nivlas of Tor is completely comparable to our Purim Nisrami Sirin Nisrami. Just like the nivlas of Tor needs a mechitza. It's got to go down the hatch in order to be matami the garment, a hatch of a human being, right, not of a dog. So to hear Purim Nisrami Sirin Nisrami, they have to leave Yerushalayim in order to be matami. Just like the nivlas of Tor, it's matami ochlim even before that, without hechsher l'kabel tuma, without any additional tuma. So let's say by part of Yisrael, it's in this rafim, then before they leave Yerushalayim, they're matame.
The next scenario would have been dogs pulling the leg out of the base of Mikdash.
Right, the dogs, that's good. Yeah, I don't know, we didn't think of that one. Alright, I'm Rabbi Lezer Derumia. Rabbi Lezer Derumia said no. Nivla softar mechitzasa b'chom akom. And Nivla, there is still a difference. Nivla softar, the mechitza is like a roving mechitza. No matter where you go, though, you can always provide a mechitza for it. Yeah, that's why, right, the human being. However, elu, it's interesting the distinction. Elu mechitzas in chutz Yerushalayim. Here the mechitza is dafka leaving Yerushalayim, so therefore perhaps it's not comparable. Okay, I'm Rabbi Lezer. Let's say, point is what I've seen this rafim. In order to do the zrikas adam tomorrow. Pigel. Now that's not true, of course, because pigel is where you zorek the dam to eat it tomorrow, right? I'm not lechol, or mi chutzim komo chutzismara, right? So the Gilead Ephraim says here pigel means pasul. It's obviously not a pigel because you have to zrikas adam. It has to be that you do the a matir in order to do the nitar or the mutar at the wrong time. So when it says pigel, doesn't it's not dafka. But this is, next case is a good case. If you did the Zrikas Adam with the intent of doing the Akhtaras Yimurin tomorrow, that's a pigel, right? That's a true pigel. Now, what happens like this? You did the Zrikas Adam with the intent, Lisovis Besoro, to burn the flesh, which of course you have to do by these points of service in the Seraphim, Lamarcha the wrong time. Low pigel. It's not considered pigel. Why? Shalochishev lo achilas adam lo mizbech. Lo achilas mizbech. Has to be one of two things you had a thought on by the time of Zrika or Shchita or Kabbalah, that to either do the achilas adam or achilas mizbech at the wrong time or wrong place. And that's, you didn't have either though, because Sreifa is not eaten either. Rabbi Shammai boy, of doing morim, a corollary of this principle is not a case of pigle, but let's say the morim got lost. Of doing morim, the morim got lost. Of the parim nisrafim and nisrafim. Mal lizor kasadam, can you do this because adam alabasar on the flesh which is going to be burnt? Which you can never do this because adam if you lose the morim, right? Can't do this because adam if you lose the morim. But you do Zrikas Adam because you still have the meat which has to be burnt. Now it's true, it's not Achilas Mizbeach or Achilas Adam, but it's something which has to be done, right? It's a mitzvah which is still to be done with it. So can we like clutch at that straw, right? Says Marav, Lo Shmiya Adam Rabbi Lozi, he didn't hear that which Rabbi Lozi said. Shalchishiv Lo Achilas Adam Lo Achilas Mizbeach, like you said, it doesn't work. It's either you only do Zrikas Morim when there's Achilas Zrikas Adam is Achilas Adam Achilas Mizbeach. This doesn't fulfill either criteria. Tanan Rabbi Zakai Zor Shesor of Metami Begodim. If a Zor burnt the carcasses, so it's Metami Begodim. That's true. Says Amar Lo Tzur Choda. That's not a question. Lo Ella Mao Shuk Shem Belai. Can you do the Sreifa at night? So says Amar. Why not? Kavachom. My make the Morim Shem Shem Bezor to put him Morim on the Mizbeach. A Zohar can't do B'Kshem B'Layah, you can do it at night. This, Elu Sheng Kshem B'Zohar, I know, Din Shir Kosher B'Layah, it's kosher to burn the carbon with a Zohar, you certainly could do it at night. And what remains of that? Yeah, not bad. Okay, so you could do it at night. So after Yom Kippur.
After
Nimoy. Yeah. So you did it on Yom Kippur, but they could do it after Yom Kippur, that's what I'm saying. Vat Soreif. It says a person who becomes Soreif, who burns the carcass, becomes Tomei. La Metis Asotur. I mean, it's not the person who ignites the fire, because that's just setting the fire. Lo Masadis Marachim, or the person who sets up the logs. Ezu Asarif, what's Asarif? Zo Masayev Shasarif, it's somebody who, like, rakes the coals, you know. Not the rakes the coals, turns over the carcass, you know, barbecues, skewer, you know, at times Sreifa, that's what it has to be. On Rabbi Yosef, it said, Hodama Masayev Shasarif, and Taragob, it's just the only person who helps at that time is Matam Megonim. Rabbi Amashem Reloz says, I'm a hapich because I. There's a shear also. In order to be Matayu Gordon, you have to turn over his eyes, Matayu Gordon. Says Mar Lo Tzurcha, though, that's not a question. Lo Tzurcha, Elo. This is a fine question, it's a cool question, but of course I'm not going to answer. Hayomi Bifnim, he was standing inside the base of Mikdash. Uvi Yoda Kairin had a long beam. Umapich Zayas, he was sticking outside the base of Mikdash and turning over the meat on the flame, right?
But it had to be outside Yerushalayim also.
Outside Yerushalayim. Long, very long beam. Okay? Bow. What's the status? Does he become Tami or not? Shemini Minado. It's here from here. Visoraf. It says, Yishabur, Ma Motzi Achiyotzi Lachutz. Avasorav Achiyotzi Yisrov Lachutz. Well, actually, it does answer. You know, it has to be, just like the taking it out is outside, so to the Sorav has to be standing outside. Tami Namar Chizki said over there. The Tami Ada Erev, what does the Tami Ada Erev mean? The Rabbos Asoreif, in order to include somebody who burns, of Hocha Cain. So here it's the same thing, that anybody who burns is Tami Ada Erev. I forget what that says. That's by Paraduma. Tami Erev is, it says that people become Tami and Tami till nightfall, so it's here they become Tami until nightfall.
So the long arm
of the law
will make him.
Yeah, won't be making talk. That's right. No, it won't. No, sorry. Ma'amoti achilti lachutz. Avasor v'achitzor v'chutz. He must be standing outside. He has to be standing outside.
So it's like the tree, I'm trying to make the analogy.
The tree of Meiser Sheni? The Meiser Sheni up in a tree? Which one? Tree standing in flame?
Tree falling over Shisa
Rabin. Yeah.
So the limb
on
the next.
It's not considered Yerushalmi.
It's not considered.
Right.
So that's the same thing.
Same thing, yes. Being like Yerushalmi already. Okay, he'll be in Amora someday. Amalekhoi said the Khoi Gol, Gia Soil Midbar, the soil as those who got to the desert. They know. So you used to make like stands, and we used to stand by each stand like a kiosk. Used to wave flags. That way they would know the sun reached the desert. Said, they had a better simon. The 3 mil from Yerushalayim until Beis Choron, which is the beginning of the desert. They would go mil, v'chozi mil, v'showin mil. He says that that was the time when the mitzvah was fulfilled, when it got to the desert. So just walk a mil, wait a mil. And once you can estimate that the person went 3 mil, by you walking mil, and mil, the Olim Shir, he gia, Sarah the Midrash, they know the Sarah got to the desert. They had another simon. Nebuchadnezzar, they didn't always have the simon. Lashon Shel Zahoris, they had a red thread. Kosher Episcopal Shel Hecho, which was at the opening of the Hecho. Shir gia, Sarah the Midrash, when the Sarah reached the desert. Hoya, Lashon Malvin, the thread would turn white. Shenemar, Yukhat, Echem, Kashayim, they'll be red. Kashayim, they'll be able to become white. It's like big stands or slabs in which they would stand and wave flags. The Kohen Gadol comes to read his parsha of Yom Kippur. Imrata wrote to the cross of being the boots. If he wants to read in the white garments which he's already wearing from that void, the Kohen is entitled to. Being loved, not be still as long as he can put on his own personal white garment. Chazan HaKnesses, the Shamish, Noitel Sefer Torah, he takes the Sefer Torah of Nosu Rosh HaKnesses and gives it to the president. Rosh HaKnesses, president, Nosu Skan gives it to the assistant Kohen Gadol. Skan Nosu the Kohen Gadol, the assistant gives the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol, Omeid, Kohen Gadol stands, Umekabel, and receives the Sefer Torah, Vekorei, and reads it. Vo'emeid, and he stands, Vekorei, Achrei Mos, and then he stands and reads Achrei Mos, which is the Avod of Yom Kippur, Vach Basar, and Emor, where it says the Korbanos of Yom Kippur for the Musaf, the Golos HaTorah, and he wraps the Torah, Mnichel Chayko, puts it in his bosom, Vermin, it says, Yosem HaShkosif Nechem, Kosuv Ka, more than I read here, it says here, Vasav Chum Shekudim, and then the Maftir from Parshas, Pinchas, which would take too long to wind to, Korel Pei, says it by heart. And Baruch Leshmar Brochus makes 8 brochus on this. Ala Torah, Ala Avoida, Ala Odoya, Ala Torah for the Korbanos, for Odoya, thankfulness of Hashem, Bechil Savan for atonement for sin, Ala Mikdosh, Ala Yisrael, Ala Kohanim, Ala Shad Fila, and that the rest of their damage should be accepted as well. Haroah Kohen Gog Shukorin, now there were 2 of those that took place simultaneously, and you couldn't see both. Haroah Kohen Gog Shukorin, when he saw the Kohen Gog when he was reading, Ain't Haroah Parvasar and Yisrofi, you couldn't go out. Couldn't leave Yerushalayim and see the bull and goat being burnt. Our Rabbi of his son is Rabbi, and a Rabbi Kohen Gog Shukri couldn't say the Kohen Gog are reading. Lo v'neishu in Roshai, it's not because he weren't allowed to. And Roshai said, Derech HaChoka, it was far. M'lechash Neim, I said, Nazis Kech, they'd both be done simultaneously, so you have to buy your tickets in advance for turn one. It doesn't say. It's interesting. You would, but I would, but I've seen it. Who knows? Obviously, it was a big thing, because you obviously had a choice. Minayat Kriyas the Parsha, how do you know you're supposed to read the Parsha? Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Ritzin said, Vayas, says do. Matam Lomer Kashir Tzivu Hashem, why say do what God commanded? It's Moshe. Mikan Kriyas the Parsha, from here we learn to see the Parsha, you read the Parsha. Now, what does that mean? The ritual of Tosis Shonim in the say means you have to do the commands. How do you do the command? It doesn't mean to execute the command, it means to do the command. How you do the command? You read the command.
Why?
Mm.
Which command are we talking about?
What? I
mean, it could be the entire Avoda we're talking about, not necessarily the Kriyas Torah.
Right. But the way their Dash, it could. The way the Drasha works, however, it could have said, Vayas es Dvar Hashem. What does it mean? Kasher Tzivo Hashem means do what Hashem commanded. All right. You're right. It's not such a way to. You're right. Maybe like the other one. The Abu Dram says that it's in order to that he should let people know that he did what he's supposed to. Okay, but ask Hashem to Hashem means, okay, you're supposed to do what Hashem commanded. How do we know you did? So tell people. How people know? Read the parsha. That lets them know. They like it better. Okay, good. Rabbi Yehoshua Rabbi Yehoshua says. Shara avodas, the rest of avodas, of them bigdei lavan. You do it in the bigdei lavan. Obviously, we see that in the Mishnah, right? He does the bigdei lavan. On rastar samasan masnar misnar misni samarkein says in our Mishnah, right? He labis tis lavan shlo. Either wears his own white garment which he was wearing or his own. Rabbi Yossi boy, Rabbi Yossi said, why? Lama, shem bachutz. I have because they're outside. Hare shchita, hare ein el bachutz vo the big day zav. Shchita is outside, and it's done big day zav. So why does he not do it over here by big day zav as well? But he asked him, Rabbi Yochanan said, you're right. Ratzah I the big day zav, ratzah o the big day zav. He's not going to have a choice. Either one you can do either big day zav. When it says big day zav here, it's lav dafka. It doesn't mean specifically big day zav. Give you big day zav. It's up to him.
Now, he didn't have to go to mikvah in between,
did he? No, because this change would not be mandated. It would just be his up to its personal choice. And Matzina Shechita, you find the same Shem by Shechita, Ratzah Ode B'Gdezov, Ratzah Ode B'Gdelovin. The Shechita of Korbanos outside the base, outside the Kodesh, Taka doesn't matter what you do with it. B'chol Sa'at Amar Hochin Achar Torah, says Mariel, said, everywhere you go after the Torah. V'ach Ato Amar Malichin as the Torah Etzlan. Here it says you bring the Torah to the Kohen Gadol. What kind of Derech Eretz is that? Look, let the Kohen Gadol walk after the Torah. Right? Should go get it.
Now, where was the Torah kept?
It was in Arum. We don't know where it was, but they used a Bucker Brigade from there. Let the Kohen Gadol get it.
More honors, the president.
Sounds like more answers. Funny you should say that. More doesn't answer. They say many other Gdolim says more a very interesting thing. The Lord says, since the people are Torah giants, it's a schus for the Torah to be carried by these many people. Interesting. It's because the Torah learners are more chosh from the Torah. Says Mara, wait a minute. What I'm on, in Bavel, my villain, I rise to Gabi Resh Kulusa, they bring the Torah to the Resh Kulusa, even though he ain't such a big Tamil Chacham. So he's not giving to the Torah. And Rabbi Yisrael Boon, no. Since the children of David are dwelling there, meaning the Resh Galusa from the house of David, it's like Minagav Hosein B'Yedeim. In other words, for the forefathers of the house, we did it, so we continue to do it even for these guys, so even though they don't deserve it. Right, it's an underhanded or overhanded or backhanded stuff, right? All right, we'll stop here for this evening. We did two blocks.